So, Jackie, what were you doing 3 years ago?
It's interesting. On the day of the quake, I was actually working on a story about how Haiti was in danger of losing tens and millions of dollars of free dollars, free money, in international assistance because then President René Préval had decided to take a loan from Venezuela to rebuild the Cape Haitian airport. And the IMF and others in the international community were furious about this because they had just given Haiti debt relief. And the condition was that it would not take on any additional debt. And so today, 3 years later, you have a country that's not just been ravaged by the earthquake, but it has taken on large amounts of debt in addition to the pledges that were offered after the earthquake.
3 years after the earthquake, there are still questions about how the money is being spent to rebuild the country. A lot of it has not been spent. Is it being used in the right places? And give us a picture of what Haiti looks like 3 years after.
Well, I have to tell you, I think the first thing is there's a lot of miseducation or misinformation in reference to this money. I mean, as we know, after the earthquake, a lot of people wrote checks to the American Red Cross. A lot of kids here in South Florida and elsewhere broke open their piggy banks. But the reality is very little of that money actually went to the Haitian government. Very little went to the government. Most of that money went to nonprofit organizations, better known as NGOs or charities, that were already on the ground in Haiti. And a lot of that money was used to keep people alive in terms of free potable water that they could drink, latrines that they did not even have prior to the quake in the slums. These were now put in these tent cities. Tents, tarps, you know, things to combat cholera, soap, chlorine tablets. All of these are things that require money. So what we saw in the first couple of years, a lot of the money was being spent, but they were being spent just to keep people alive. But today, as we approach the third anniversary, what has happened? Only half of the money that was pledged by the international community, which was $5 billion for over 5 years, has actually been delivered and dispersed. So there's another $2+ billion that's just still sitting out there. The money that the government did have to spend in terms of some $600-something million in, we could think of this as sort of free money that they got after they got the debt relief, money that they didn't have to pay. They have yet to spend that money. And so that money is to be spent to rebuild the government buildings. Basically, all of the ministry buildings collapse, and they have yet to spend that. So that's why today, where they were projected to have about 7.8% growth, the country is only looking at a 2.5% growth because they have been slow to spend that money.
Back when it happened, and after the horror of seeing the pictures and you seeing firsthand hundreds of thousands of people dead and the increasing tent cities and the cholera epidemic, the political instability, I think there was a feeling that by now the country would be on its way to being a better place, that perhaps this would be a fresh start for a country that's had so much bad luck with weather, with health, with leadership. I mean, you name it. Is there still that feeling that Haiti can have a fresh start?
I just recently came back from Haiti, and as you're driving around the capital, one of the things that strikes you if you've been there over the last 3 years is that a lot of the tent cities have disappeared, at least the obvious ones. By the airport, there's now grass in front of what was the presidential palace because it is now gone. It has finally been razed. The Shamas, which is a huge public plaza where there were just tents and tents and tents. Kids are playing football, soccer. People are sitting, enjoying the day. You can actually see the concrete. No more tents, and even in Pétionville. But there are still 450 tents that are scattered throughout the metropolitan area of Port-au-Prince. There are still 350,000 people that are living in tents. But the people who are no longer in the tents, where are they? A lot of them have returned back to the slums. And when I went and I met with these people and I spoke to them, what I am finding and what they are telling me is that today there's more of a sense of despair instead of hope. They have lost hope because neither the government nor the international community seem to have had a plan beyond just removing them out of the tents. They aren't working. There are even less jobs. There's less means to make a living today, and that many of them feel that today they are worse off than they were on the 11th of January, 2010.
I know you've written about that. This political situation in the country, has it improved? And you have a president that's duly elected in Michel Martelly. He now has his prime minister in place after months of questions about who it would be, Laurent Lamont. Is the country any better politically in rebuilding and getting things back together? Wait, 3, 2, and 1. Is the country any better off politically now than it was, say, a year ago?
What you have today is political inertia, the same political inertia, the same political crisis that existed a year ago, it exists today, but in different forms. I mean, today you do have a prime minister, you do have members of parliament, you have a cabinet, they're sitting in chairs. But the reality is that the Senate is still missing a tier. There are still 10 senators that are missing. There are still elections that have yet to be scheduled. There's still a fight over how do you schedule elections, who are going to be in charge of these elections. There are still protests in the country almost every single week since the end of August. There have been protests in the country. There are still the political issues in terms of former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide, who was recently called or summoned to court, and former President Jean-Claude Duvalier, whose diplomatic passport, according to his lawyer, was recently renewed. I mean, we have to remember this is a country that's 30 years out of a dictatorship. And no, unfortunately, it is not kumbaya in the government, and things are not moving along very quickly. And we can expect to see some changes at some point. And I think that that's where the frustration also lies, not just with the people on the ground, but even international community, that they expected. You have a president who's very dynamic and who wants to do a lot, but at the same time, you've got this political machine that is just stagnant. And together with the president and this stagnant machine, nothing seems to be getting done. And so they're just holding the wheel steady, but everybody is wondering at what point, you know, will it move forward or backward, or will it just stay there?
What about Haitians here in South Florida, very large diaspora living here? Many of them have come since the earthquake 3 years ago. What do they say about the situation in their home country? And do they feel those that came since the earthquake feel like they might ever be able to get a chance to get back there?
You know, all Haitians want the opportunity to return to Haiti, but I think they want to return to something better. And again, while the tent cities have disappeared in a lot of the places where you've seen them, the most visible tent cities, people are asking, well, is the country any better off today than it was yesterday? And I think that there is an increasing consensus that no, it isn't. And for those Haitians who were not living in Haiti at the quake, but who are here with this diaspora, I get the sense that the diaspora has checked out in some degree. I mean, they're still interested in Haiti, but they're taking care of their family. The enthusiasm that they have shown in the past, either for or against, it really isn't there. They're just standby. They're just observers right now, bystanders, and just sort of watching to see how all of this is going to unfold. I think there's just a great sense of disappointment. Disappointment in slow progress, not just on the part of the Haitian government, but also on the part of the international community. Disappointment that the promises to transform and rebuild a new Haiti have not taken root. Disappointment that the people today don't have jobs, and that the promises of housing, that all of these things that we promised and we hoped for 3 years ago haven't really materialized. It doesn't mean that it won't happen, but 3 years later, it's yet to take place.
Miami Herald Caribbean Affairs correspondent Jacqueline Charles, it's been a busy 3 years for you. Hopefully, the outlook will improve in that country in 2013. Thanks, Jackie.
Thank you.